taking a break from the norm can be a great thing. It's a moment to reset, to catch up with other things that just get lost in the day to day. But for Reverend Debbie Lord, I wonder if her sabbatical has been a bit more of a busman's holiday, because rather than step away from music teaching and writing, she spent her time writing songs, some of which have now been published. And Reverend Debbie Lord joins me now. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Katie. It's nice to chat with you today.
Oh, thank you so much. Now, Debbie, have you always loved music, particularly faith music?
Yes. I mean, music of all kinds has been there throughout my life. I've had a classical background. And in terms of songwriting, I suppose the earliest part of that journey was probably when I was 14. And I look back now and I think with gratitude, really, I'd done all my piano grades quite early, and it's something that I loved. I spent a lot of time playing the piano through my teens as well. But the church I went to back then, they just really wanted to encourage me. And so the vicar said one day, "Debbie, I've chatted with the choir leader and the organist, and they're up for this if you are. We could put a piano at the front of church, and you could have the same music as the people in the choir and the organist have, but you can add your own notes in."
Wow.
And I said, "What an exciting kind of option, really." I said, "Yes, please." Probably one thing that helped was that I was going to have my back to the congregation. It was quite a big church. I think I would have been far more nervous facing them in those days. So that helped. I could just look at the people I knew best in the choir and try different things out. And those were my first steps in learning about improvising.
That's incredible that you've been composing music since such a young age as well. That's an incredible skill.
Thank you. Well, I would say that's developed slowly. I didn't really start writing songs of my own, full songs, until quite some time later. But I have got songs from the 1990s. I tend not to use those now. They seem a little bit out of date. And to return to your question in your opening, I think the best description of the sabbatical was that it was an inspiring time. We'd been encouraged with lots of support from the diocese and other places giving us grants. My husband Andy also on sabbatical, and so we took off to the west coast of America for a few weeks, which was something we'd never done before. We wanted to go there partly because of one or two friends, but also because of the amazing assortment array of landscapes. You know, there's desert, isn't there? Joshua Tree National Park, which was a wonderful day out. We were based in Pasadena, which has got mountains behind it and palm trees and fantastic tropical plants everywhere. It was just a beautiful place to be. So there was quite a lot of rest and enjoyment, I have to say.
Good.
It did really spark my creativity. So I think it gave all my songwriting a boost.
Mm, what were you drawing inspiration from?
I think a lot of it for me is visual. I loved the scenery around us. I'm just remembering how the little apartment we stayed in was in a beautiful garden. And I can remember opening the back doors of that onto a sort of veranda and looking up and seeing mountains only a couple of miles away, beautiful trees, and then all of a sudden I could see that there was something buzzing above us, and it turned out to be a hummingbird. It moved me in all sorts of ways. I was sitting down, for instance, at the piano and finding words and music just pouring out, really pouring out, and I just was glad I had my phone or my iPad switched on to record it.
You've got five songs that have been published. Let's talk about Soft, Soft Rain, which is just a beautiful title and conjures up a lovely image. Tell us about that song.
Soft Rain was that first song I wrote in Pasadena. It just came out, really, because of the beautiful things I've been talking about, the hummingbirds, the fragrant white jasmine in our garden alongside jacaranda trees, redwood trees, the palm trees of just so many different kinds. And I think my imagination was just set on fire, really, to go for it. And so I sang and played into the piano that day. And what I sang and played, I have come home and transcribed. And I didn't really have to do a lot of editing to do it. This is a soft, reflective song, with the idea of God's beauty being revealed through creation. and that leading us to a place of worship, if we're of faith, certainly of wonder for many people, that the beauty of the natural world, isn't it? So yeah, that would be part of that song.
Do you find writing and composing songs in itself a spiritual experience?
Well, that's a really good question. Yes, I do. I would say some of it comes from a prayer life. Sometimes when I'm reading scripture or thinking about a service, ideas come then and I keep a little note of them. I haven't got a spectacular filing system. I'm not very good at that. But I do find the songwriting brings me back closer to God, definitely.
What do you hope people who hear your songs will take from them?
I would hope they would enjoy the music in them, the tunes and melodies and harmonies. I would hope that certainly for that song, and there's a couple of others in there that are more gentle and sustained, that they might find them restful, as well as a source of reflection. And I would be hoping that it might be drawing people to think a bit more about God as the creator of it all, wherever they're at in any sort of faith journey.
How important a part of your faith is music, would you say, Debbie?
It's really important for me. I find that I'm often at the piano singing at the beginning of the day, and that might be a very simple worship song that, you know, is in some big collection by Songs of Fellowship or something else. I find it's a way of expressing my own worship to God and saying thank you. But also, songs of worship can help us to express those harder times in life that we might be looking to God for comfort. We might have unanswered questions that aren't easy to live with. But there are many examples in other sorts of Christian songs that will do that too.